Hi, this is Jerry, a certified credit repair specialist with Credit Pros.
Hello, this is Paula from Boy, a machine specialist. I have this customer on the line. Her name is Madison, and she lives in the state of Illinois. She has a credit card debt for $15,000 behind for more than 90 days, and also a medical bill for $250, and she's employed at the moment. Are you able to assist the customer?
Yes, go ahead and transfer her over.
What's your name again?
Jerry.
Terry?
Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y.
Jerry. Okay, sorry, Jerry. Thank you. Hello, Madison?
Hello.
Thank you so much for waiting. I have here Jerry. He is a credit repair specialist. He's going to be assisting you today. He's one of the best. I hope you both have a great day. It was a pleasure for me to assist you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very
I'll
welcome.
Take it from here. Thank you for the transfer. Hi, good afternoon. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, from what I hear, she told me you're currently looking to apply for a personal loan. Is this correct?
Did I apply for one?
That you're currently looking to apply for a personal loan.
Oh, I don't think I qualify for one.
Okay, right now, what were you trying to accomplish with the other agent? Because she didn't really mention anything to me, you know.
I was just calling to see about debt relief and what could be done.
Debt relief?
But I didn't know it had to do with I didn't know it was a personal loan. I don't think I qualify for one.
Actually, debt relief, yes, it's like a loan. It's like a separate account for people are currently looking to consolidate some debts. Now, you were transferred over to me because, you know, you actually wouldn't qualify for debt relief, but you may qualify for credit repair, and we can definitely help you improve your credit score and clear out some negative items on your account that may be affecting your credit.
Okay, yeah, definitely I do need my credit fixed. That is a problem.
Okay.
So does that, require a personal loan, or?
No. I'll explain to you how we're going to help, how we can help you improve your credit, okay? Now, right now, I'm still waiting for your profile to be sent to me from the previous agent. Your phone number is 217-377-3651, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, still hasn't submitted the information to me. Okay, now that's not right. She's supposed to have sent the information before she had transferred.
Oh no.
Just bear with me, okay? It's going to show up, but it's going to show up a little bit late here, but it's going to be showing up right now.
Okay.
So, meanwhile, I get your information. Can you go ahead and tell me, what kind of credit issues have you had in the past, like any late payments, collections, repossessions, student loans, medical bills, credit cards?
Yeah. Credit cards, like late payments, collections, just kind of all of that. Just some irresponsible choices I made as a teenager, and then recently I got fired for illegal reasons, and it's just kind of been downhill from there.
Okay. Yes, of course. When we're young, you know, we do things without thinking twice. I know I did. I had fun, though. But, you know, when you get older, you have to...
When I was 18.
Yes, well, now when we get older, we do have to take things more serious, right? Because we have to, well, I had a family, so, you know, a family had to take everything serious now and actually take my credits a lot more serious. So I did improve it, though, you know. I was able to get where I wanted to be. And, yeah, it was a journey, but it was doable.
Yeah,
I still haven't been able to pull up your report here or your profile here. So we're just going to may just have to open up a new one, okay? Because she hasn't sent it to me yet. Okay, so yeah, okay. I'm just stop wasting my time and make a new one here. So today I do have the pleasure of speaking with. Can you go ahead and provide me with your first last name as it appears on your state ID?
Madison Melton, M-A-D-Y-S-E-N, M-E-L-T-O-N.
L-T-O-N?
Yes.
That's your last name, right?
Yes, Melton.
M-E-L-T-O-N, right? M-E-L-T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, got it right. Awesome.
Correct.
Perfect. And do you happen to have a middle initial?
K.
K. So it's Madison K. Melton, right?
Yeah, K.
Perfect.
Yes.
Now, do you happen to have an email address?
My last name, then my first name at Gmail.
Melton, M-E-L-T-O-N. M-A-D-Y-S-E-N?
Yes.
Okay. S-E-N at gmail.com?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I do have your phone number right here as well. Let's see. Okay, so before I do that, I go here. Let's try one more time. Just so I make sure I don't make a duplicate account. Let me try one more time. Okay, so can you tell me what city and state are you from?
Arcola, Illinois.
Arcola, Illinois. Okay, perfect. Okay, here we go. Now we're able to move forward. So we go ahead and launch call. Here we go. Now, Madison K. Melton. Perfect. Now, what you're telling me is that you had late payments, collections, some credit cards on your account. How about medical bills or student loans?
Yes. I have a student loan. And then I have, like, a medical bill, but it's, like, $250. I don't know if it's been to collections or not.
Okay. And credit cards, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, basically, from what I understand, you know, the only thing that's harming your credit right now is just your credit. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to request a soft copy of your credit report from Equifax. That way we can get an updated look at exactly what is it that's being reported and what may be affecting your credit, okay? Now, I can assure you that this will not affect your credit score in any way since this is just going to be a courtesy pull, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, for that, I would need to confirm some information here with you so I can get access to your credit summary. So today, I'm speaking with Madison K. Melton, right? M-A-D-Y-S-E-N-K M-E-L-T-O-N, Melton. And can you go ahead and
yes.
confirm your physical address for me, please?
229 Polk Drive, Arcola, Illinois.
229?
Yes, 229.
You said Oak Drive?
Polk, P-O-L-K.
Oh, Polk Drive. And the zip code was?
61910.
Perfect. Arcola, Illinois. I already got the email address and the phone number. Now, to grant us access to your credit summary, can you go ahead and verify your social security number and date of birth in that order, please?
Yeah, 352-96-4793, and then 04-13-2000.
04-13-2000. Perfect. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and request a soft copy of your credit summary. Now, they're going to go ahead and ask me to go over some authentication questions here with you. And these are questions that only you would know the answers to, okay?
Okay.
Now, the first question says here, you may have opened a student loan in or around October of 2018. Now, if this applies to you, can you tell me who would the credit lender be for this account? Would it be Bank of America, First Hawaiian Bank, OK Student Loan Arthur, or Citibank?
I think it's OK Student Loan.
Correct.
It's been a while since I took out loan, but I did take it out for beauty school. I remember that much.
Okay, yes, it was for OK Student Loan. Now, next question is, according to your credit profile, you may have opened a home equity line of credit. Now, this would this apply to you?
A
have
home
you
equity,
out
that's
a,
like a house, isn't it?
A mortgage, yes.
No, I have not.
No, correct. Correctly answered. Now, which of the following retail credit cards do you have? We have Wing On, Argos Home, Feldmere Equipment, or Mark Fee, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Correct. And which of the following is a current or a previous employer? We have Bag and Save, Animal Healthcare Clinic, Brook Plaza Ophthalmology, or Genio?
The Animal Healthcare Clinic.
Perfect. And what county does your address fall into? Would it be Fayette County, Douglas County, Bond County, or Alexander County?
Douglas County.
Correct. Okay, let's see what this credit report says here. Okay, Madison K. Melton. I see you have a current credit score with Equifax of 541. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick look to see exactly what is it that's being reported and what may be affecting your credit, okay? And I'll be right back to let you know what I see, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate your patience, and I'll be right back with you. Equifax. Okay, so I see Equifax is currently reporting 3 negative accounts. Now, I do have a list of the accounts that are reporting negative here. One of them is Bridgecrest Credit. This is a credit card,
yeah.
I guess.
It is a car loan.
Car loan, right? Okay, yeah, I see here. It was opened on September 30th of 2020. It has a balance of $11,129, currently closed. You also have one for Verizon Wireless. This one has a balance of 2021. It was opened on February 20th of 2019. This one's still open. Now, the reasoning it's reporting negative is because you have all missing payments. It's currently reporting no payments from 2019
yes.
all the way to 23. Now, let's see.
Yeah,
Discover
what
Bank.
Happened with
Go ahead.
That isn't...
Go ahead.
Yeah, what happened with that, I was dating an abusive guy, and he wouldn't give me his cell phone back. He wouldn't give me back the Apple Watch that he had. He wouldn't pay me for his half of the phone bill, so I eventually just had to shut it off.
Okay.
And I, like, switched carriers because I couldn't have, yeah.
Okay, good, smart move, you know. Now, you have one with Discover Bank. It was open August 30th of 2018.
Yes.
A balance $1,378. Credit limit of $1,000. This one's also closed. Let's see. But this one was actually paid off. It says you paid off 100% of the original amount. The only reason it's here on negative is because you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 missing payments, so 7 no payments, you know, late payments here. All the rest of them are on time, so that's good. After March of 2019 on up to January 2023, it's been on time. From August of 2018 up until February 2019, says you're reporting missing payments. No, is that correct?
Okay. I believe so. It's been a while.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Verizon, this one was currently open. What about this one? Okay. So, let's see what else is being reported. Now, you have a total amount in collections for $2,021. Are you familiar with that?
I am not.
Okay. I'll go ahead and check mark this for dispute. You also have 2 trades ever delinquent. These would be accounts that are past due for more than 90 days. You familiar with these 2 accounts?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. Don't worry, every item you don't recognize, I will be disputing here with all 3 credit bureaus. Now, it says here that you have 60% of available credit. So that means you've only used 40% of your credit beyond all your credit. So you've only used 40%. Now, that's good, you know, but you want to keep this number here, this percentage, you want to keep it at a 35, 40%. You know, that way doesn't affect your credit. Now, overall,
okay.
You know, the only items here that are affecting your credit are just these negative accounts. Yes, just these 3 negative accounts here that
okay.
are currently affecting your credit. Now, let's see what positive accounts you have. You have 2 positive accounts. And they're both for a Department of Education. So these accounts are currently reporting positive on your report, which is good. Now, you want to have more positive accounts here. That way, your credit score can actually increase, and we have to move out those negative items there too.
Okay.
Now let's see how many inquiries you have. You have 0. That's good. Now, because every time you pull your credit score, that does lower 10 points. So that's good that you have 0. That means no points have been taken away there. So overall, you know, you do have a pretty decent credit score and a decent credit history. Now the only thing is affecting your credit is these negative accounts here. Now, what we need to do here for you, based on what I see, you do qualify for one of our programs, which is designed to help you quickly clear out negative items on your report using the FCRA law, which would help
okay.
us force the deletion of any misleading information from your report as if it never existed. Like the account you said from Verizon Wireless, we can go ahead and dispute that. Now, the ones that have been closed, we can dispute that as well.
Okay.
Now these are the only three items that you would need for us to actually remove from your account. Now, and once we get these disputed, your credit score will increase because you will be, well, reporting more positive items. Now, the way we do that is because we know that 35% of your credit score is based on your payment history, we offered you a credit builder program. Now, that's to where your payments to us will be reported to all three credit bureaus as positive credit. That would help you increase your credit score and at the same time establish a positive payment history. Now, also included with this
Okay.
program that you qualify for, which is the Prosperity program, is that you have access to your very own client portal. Now, this is where you'll be able to keep track of the progress that you're making in the program. You'll be able to see the negative items that have been removed and the items that are currently being disputed. Now, we do send unlimited dispute letters to all three credit bureaus targeting the negative items that you identify for us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable. Now, we will be targeting
Okay.
them with aggressive dispute letters using the FCRA law, which would, like I mentioned, help us clear out those negative items here, okay? Like if it never existed. Now,
Okay.
this program, like I mentioned, is designed to quickly help you clear out the negative items and increase your credit score. Now, normally, this program would run you 149 months a month with no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for money for services rendered, and you can opt out once you have the credit score that you're looking for. Now, the highest score you can get is 850, minimum required is 690. Now, the average score would be at least a 730, 720. Now, with the 720, you're good for any type of loans with a very reasonable interest rates, right? Now, if you have an 850, now you'd be
Okay.
having like outstanding credit, no problems with the interest rates. You would have really low interest rates. Now, despite of which one is your target, we can help you get there using this program, okay? Now, like I mentioned, your
Okay.
payments to us will be reported as positive to all three credit bureaus. Therefore, it would also increase your credit score. Excuse me. And I mentioned that you have access to your client portal where you can keep track of the process you're making here in the program. Now, inside that client portal, you also have access to some financial tools, which are there for you to use to your benefits. Now, one of them being the credit card wizard tool, and the other one is the loan wizard tool. Okay. Now, this is where we provide you with third-party lenders that would more likely work with you considering your low credit score than any other company. Okay. So basically, we take the hassle out of searching for you, make it a lot easier for you to apply and get approved. Now, this program, I mentioned it was 149, right? So that I mentioned that because I think that's a little too high and I don't want to charge you that amount. I want to go ahead and help you out and get you a discounted price today. Now, I can get you started with this program so you can take advantage of all the benefits for just 119 today. And I will respect that price until you decide that you no longer need the assistance of the credit pros. Now, would you like to start this program today so we can clear out the negative items on your account so you can go ahead and increase your credit score to have a better financial freedom?
I think I'm going to have to think about it first.
Correct. And what is it that concerns you? Is it the price, the program, the service?
It is the price because I have only recently just started working again
Okay.
after being fired. So I'm still catching up on all of my things. So I don't know if I'd be able to afford that monthly.
Okay, now good thing you didn't mention that because, I do want you to take advantage of this program so you can improve your credit score and have financial freedom so you don't have any issues in the future with credit, right? What I can do for you is so that you can take
Yeah.
advantage of this program is I can postpone the full enrollment fee and push it back until the 31st of this month and get the ball rolling for you today and get you access to the program and your client portal for just $12.95. That means we'll be sending out the dispute
Okay.
letters right now to all three credit bureaus targeting those negative items that are your that are on your account. Now, once we do that, they will have 30 days to respond to the disputes. If they do not, we will be forced to use that law where I was mentioning, the FCRA law, which would help us clear out the negative items as if it never existed. Okay. Now,
Okay.
that's what I can do for you today. I can go ahead and get you started on this program for just $12.95. Now, I've got a better offer for you, so you can, instead of being the 119 I was mentioning, I can get you the special discounted price today, for just $99. Okay, that way it doesn't affect you as much, right? So today it'll just be the $12.95, and after
Okay.
that, you just pay the 99. Okay.
Okay.
Now, would you like to start this program today for just $12.95?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, and what would you be using to start the program? Would it be a Visa, debit, credit, Master?
Yeah, it's a Visa debit. Let me grab my purse. Excuse me, Pumi Pumi. I'm sorry, mister. I know I'm sorry. Okay. Alrighty.
Okay, whenever you're
Wallet,
ready.
wallet. Okay, I've got it.
Ready when you're ready.
You want the number first? Okay. 4232 2301 9693 5766.
Expiration date would be
0225.
and the last three on the back.
520.
Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to go ahead and read to you our credit card disclosure, which basically says we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedures dictate that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, but we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Okay. Now, I already went ahead and pushed back the
Okay.
initial payment all in for the next 2 weeks from now, that we have enough time to sort things out. And any questions or concerns before I go ahead and process your payment?
Nope, you can go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Now, once we process your payment, you're going to receive a text message and an email. Okay, let me know when you receive that.
Okay.
Okay, it says transaction successful. Thank you and welcome to the Credit Pros. Now, you should have already received the text message and an email. Okay, let me know if you receive any.
Okay. Okay, I got the text message.
Go ahead and open it up, please.
Okay.
Now, once it loads, you're going to see the user agreements. Okay, I'm going to need you to click on it where it says I agree and next step. Okay. If you don't see that, just let it load. It'll take some time sometimes. Now let me know what you see on your screen right now, okay?
Okay, I did it was the acceptance thing,
Okay, so
the
you're
terms of service.
now, did you press on continue or next step?
Yes.
Okay. Now it's gonna tell you to verify your information and create a password. Okay, let me know when you get to the password.
Okay. I'm making the password right now.
Okay, perfect.
Do I just hit next step then?
Yes. Now let me know when you see the your credit report, okay? I sent you a copy of your credit summary. That way you could take a look at the negative items on your account and confirm them with me so
Okay,
we
I'm
go ahead
at
and
it. It's
send
like
it.
the choose the items you would like.
Yes, correct.
Okay, yeah. So it says choose the items you would like us to dispute.
Yes, that's correct. Now they should have been already
Gotcha.
marked, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I marked them there for you. Now go ahead and just click on okay, got it. And now you should receive a message that says thank you and welcome to the Credit Pros. We're creating your dashboard, it's going to say, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Excuse me. Now let's see here. Now, let me be the first one to take this time to congratulate you on taking the first step on to improving your credit score. We're excited to get you on this journey to a healthier credit. Now, the next step would be that I need to do here is so we can activate your program is I would have to transfer you over to our automated credit advisor, ACE, who is just going to verify that I entered all your information incorrectly and that we're not missing any information, okay? Now, this should only take no more than 2 minutes, and it is very, very important that you do listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up, okay? Now, at this point,
Okay.
it was a pleasure assisting you today. Thanks for signing with me on the line, and welcome to the Credit Pros, okay? So I'll be transferring you right now. Please bear with me and do not hang up, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. It was a pleasure. Okay, now I'm gonna go ahead and get you transferred right over. Let's see here. And Ace, where is? There we go. Ace Advisory.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi, I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in partial program. You were charged $12.95 today, and will be charged $119 on March 31, 2023. Each month you will be charged $119 on the last day of the month. Your date of birth is April 13, 2000, and your social security number is 35296479 3. Your address is 229 Polk Drive, Arcola, Illinois, United States 61910. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.